Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, welcome to another edition of Monsters Radio Live. What will Wednesday interactive radio? You know how we do it around here. It's more of a couples thing around here tonight. I'm talking about the couples that like each other. Get it? I got a nice show for you guys tonight. Me and the Monstars, we're going to get it in. You know how we do with our topics. And you got to call 424-243-9649. You got to press one if you want to talk with our sexy conversation, adults only. So let me see. I don't know what I'm going to get into tonight, but let me go ahead and check in with my mom says right quick so we can get this thing going. Let me go ahead and check in with Jazzy B right quick. Jazzy, is that you? Hello?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, folks? She girl Jazzy B?
That's what's up. What's good, Jazzy?
What's happening?
Well, you know, trying to do something monstrous before our other co-host pull her little stick out and bust me in the forehead. Nah, I'm just playing. Y'all know she's very peaceful, very kind, Miss Unbelievable herself. How you doing?
Hey. Hey, Jasmine.
Well, at least we can have one of those crazy-ass girl moments y'all usually have, old soggy. Soggy moment.
Hey, girl. What's going on, girl?
Hi. Excuse us. You just cut in on it. I'm going to need you to stop cutting in on it. You just cut in on it.
Respect
the relationship. Yeah. Try that again. Hey, Jazzy B.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable.
How you doing?
Come here, rub it in, dog. Come here, rub it in, dog. You can do it. Just go in. Oh, my goodness.
What's good?
I don't know what to tell y'all. I don't know. So I guess we'll go ahead and get into some music. Then we come back, we'll talk about what went on over the weekend, what type of fireworks y'all might have let off. Get in over the 4th of July. So, let me see, something sexy, you know what, I got an idea of what I want to play, let me see if I can find it right quick. So, all right, let's see, what are we going to talk about a little bit later there, lady, what y'all want to talk about tonight as I get this music together? Looks like Jazzy accidentally dropped off there.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Jazzy usually has the topics for the day.
All right. Well, okay.
What?
Let's see.
Did you hear?
Are you sexy?
Are you hearing? You know what's going on with Rob Kardashian and China? I guess all the Instagram stuff that's been going on with them today.
No, I haven't seen that. Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, I want to know what's going on. Because, hey, me and Shania Black was actually on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, you know, I'm not going to tell the story. But how can you, is this a topic? When you send news to a guy, how do you trust when y'all break up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't get them back. So he posted them on Instagram. And so how do you feel about that? You know, when you send a guy a nude and they post it, how does that make you feel? Like, you learn, do you keep doing it? You don't care? Can you go to jail? So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Have you passed nudes before?
All right, well, let's get into some music. We'll come back, and we'll get into our conversations. Y'all know what it is. 424-243-9649, but it got to press 1 to talk. We got some hot new music, but this right here is a little throwback. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Hey, Wet Wednesday. MonsterUSRadio.com. You can find all our show links over there. But for now, sit back, relax. It's about to get sexy. Hey,
love. She been purring like a kitten, craving your love. I've been counting down the days, you've been gone a little too long. Patience, no wins after we did it last. And now, take the ice cube, like you know what. Sitting right below my navel and watch what I do. That's your ass. That's my favorite angle. My legs are numb now. Your loving be giving me chills.
Ice, ice, baby, shake that ass just like dice, baby. You hot, and I'm tunchy. I beat that cat, animal cruelty. I'm calling in your man, he should be your ex. Now throw that ass back like we playing pitch and catch. Fucking right. Here is what's my name, the shell pussy. Sweet tooth, roll tussy. If y'all what you eat, I'm so pussy. I'm skating on thin ice. I put it in her windpipe. We do it till we both exhausted. Twin pipes, pillow under her stomach. The other pillow she bite. Would you like anything? Cause I'll do anything you like. I make her freeze up. Pick her knees up. She want a maid, nigga. Watch me clean up. I know where to put it. I put it in her life. I leave that pussy smoking. Smoking like ice.
I see, feels so nice, scorching me.
Young moonlight, baby.
So
yeah. I got that comeback.
You put the pillow. As ice can get enough.
Ice,
I see, feel so nice. Scorching me, you're so hot. Baby, your love is so hot. You're like ice.
I don't need no help undressing, you know. you'll only get in my way. I've been waiting all day, this is destiny now, to have you laying in my bed. Oh, girl, I'm gonna start real low, low and bring it high. Baby, scratch a bite on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do, cause
What do you call them? Do you call them fireworks or do you call them firecrackers?
You think it is what it is. It all depends on where you're from. So I'll go ahead and let the ladies break down what they had going on first. You dig? See that me and Miss Unbelievable, we is at the same damn spot. It is what it is. Ate up on my damn candy. I hate coworkers that eat your candy out of your bowl. Get your own damn bowl, Narvi. What you have going on? Yeah, anyway, what'd you do for the 4th of July? Did you barbecue?
I went and partied with the Jamaicans.
Oh, snap.
I partied with the Jamaicans for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
It was great. You know, I feel like I'm from somewhere else anyway.
Right.
I'm blending with everybody. They had speaking Jamaican before the damn night was over.
Yeah, you speaking. Hey, what you doing over there, boy? It's from over there. Sorry, I know that was not Jamaican. I sound more like some British dude from off the block.
I have never seen so much food in my whole life.
Mm-hmm. That's what
they
still had a party.
Serious.
Oh, yes, they do. Okay.
I'm still recovering right now.
Did it have a stripes beer? That's what usually Jamaicans got, either stripes or what. I can't remember what the other one is.
Oh.
But yeah, they'd be real down with their culture. Mm-hmm. See? That's what I'll be talking about. That's a Comic Cafe urban therapy topic right there. Why do Jamaicans always drink striped beer? Get it? That's a damn good topic. So, anything else you want to put out that went on over the 4th of July down there in Atlanta? Is it like everywhere else? Will you be hearing fireworks to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning or sometimes to the sun come up? It's like a war zone in your neighborhood. You come outside, it's been like Vietnam and gunpowder. Get it? And turkey sandwiches, pork bacon.
Yeah, we had about 15 acres of land that we was on.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, shooting fireworks. Mm-hmm. We didn't stop shooting ourselves till like 2 something in the morning.
See, that's what's up. Even though y'all was part of the problem, but it is what it is. As long as y'all had fun, it's over with now. But, yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I think here in the Twin Cities, I think we got saved, honestly. But we'll get to that part in a minute.
Oh,
that was unbelievable.
Mm.
Yeah. you want to set up what went down at the event that we were at yesterday. Monsters Radio, the Monsters, DJ E Monster. We controlled the ones and twos and the entertainment at the event. I can't even call it a park or nothing like that. It was a big parking lot. And St. Paul, East St. Paul. So go ahead, tell the people what it was like, and, you know, how was the 4th of July?
It was laid back. The kids had fun. The entertainment was up and coming, so I'm seeing a lot of potential in everyone who performed. There was one woman who just was awesome. Food was good. Where it was now, in the parking lot, I would suggest a better spot for a jam fest and more bumpy houses. But other than that, it was really cool. No drama. Music was hot. So just an easy, family-friendly day. Now, when I got home back into my neighborhood with the fireworks and the firecrackers, it was like Baghdad trying to get home, you know, trying to get to the street. Everybody was in there shooting off fireworks, so didn't need to go to special places. I had to just step out the house and see all the wonderful fireworks that was going on. And we got saved because it rained. Hallelujah. Otherwise, it would have probably went on at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So
yes.
When it rained, I was like, thank you, God, instead of God. Because the police usually comes by around 1 or 2 and save us, but God saved us before them, and I was happy. It rained. It's like storm, like rain was just coming down. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. So other than that, it was real laid back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was waiting for some hugs. You know, I was waiting up on some hugs with that rain, but it didn't get none. But that's okay. No bumping over here.
Oh, right. Right.
No bumping over here.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, first I want to start out by saying, why is it every time people from out of town come here and live to Minnesota, they blame everything on Minnesota? And whoever it is calling from Las Vegas right now, I'll get to you in just a moment. Why does somebody say, why is it every 4th of July, it always rains in Minnesota? Or why is it always this? Why is that? It only happens in Minnesota. Get your little big head booty ass up out of her. You didn't tell me, oh, it only rained because we was in Minnesota. Like the state has something to do with that, or the people that live here has something to do with it raining last night. I'm just saying.
But they don't leave,
it
though.
Is what it is. People,
they don't leave.
No. We got a Kerry Gold ghetto up here. I'm just saying. Our ghetto just ain't like everybody else ghetto. It is what it is. So, I mean, the event for me, the event was very well. I mean, I had a great time. I met a lot of great upcoming artists. Seen some little kids that performed for their first time ever. We got some of that stuff on footage. Shout out to Lindsay Photography, Lindsay Buckmiller, for coming out, taking video, and getting pictures of us at the event. Yeah, it was a great, great thing. They had even little lights and stuff on the side of the stage. I was, like, impressed by that. Don't judge me. Just pray for me. I like blinking lights. It is what it is. But, yeah, they had, like, all kinds of things for kids to do. You did not as many people showed up that we wanted it to, but I think sometimes it's kind of a good thing because sometimes a lot of things can happen in big, 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 gigantic crowds. But they had, like, they had animals. I was, like, surprised they had. They didn't have them very long because it got too hot, but still, it was a really, really, really nice event put on by Southside Fantasy, Eastern Street, and Cold Peace. Shout out to them, number one. Shout out to them for putting on an event of their own that was like that. I don't think there was too many people in the city that was doing that, and they did it, and they showed their independence from the system, so they must be saluted for that. But yeah, it was a great time. Matter of fact, I've seen some upcoming, they had this little dance contest for this bike. Oh my goodness, it even got down to the last two kids. They battled it off. The little homie, he got one, but the other dude, he was a performer. I swear, this dude is going to be a star. If you know anything about me and stars, yeah. I always say stars. When I see a star, I call them a weirdo. That's what I do. I'll say they're a weirdo because they're different. They stand out. That's what's going to make them a star. I seen a weirdo little kid yesterday. We're going to get him on the show for an interview coming up soon, but he definitely was a weirdo. It's unbelievable. You remember when he gave out like, what was it, like treats, candies, and toys at the end of his performance? Do you remember?
Yes, and he threw them to them, like straight, like just threw them in their face, like, here, take that. Instead of just bouncing them, I cracked up. I was like, you know what? That's your own stuff, but just be careful. Don't cause no injuries before you become a star, young man. But he was awesome, and he controlled that stage. And he was like, do I have to get off the stage? Like, can I stay here? Which was awesome. So you can tell that he was that stage real bad, and his motivation is really going to get him there.
Oh, yeah. But that was super funny. He, like, fast softball pitch, baseball pitch, the candy out, and then we like, oh, hold on, homie. We know you just starting out, but you got to throw it up. Throw it up. Make it right. And he threw him up, and it came down. So, yes, it was definitely a great, great night. Cheyenne and Janae, she came out, performed with another little artist. That was awesome. Yes. So, I had a great 4th of July. I had a really great 4th of July. Got to spend it with people that I really care about. It was hot out there, though. Man, it was hot. Well, let's put it like this. When I showed up, if you know me, you know I'm light-skinned, right? If you know me, I'm light-skinned. When I got there, I looked like El DeBarge. When I left there, I looked like Wesley Snipes. They had me all out in the sun, but I still had fun. You dig? I'd do it again. Matter of fact, if you're in the Twin Cities, they're trying to throw an event, like a couple days after party, like appreciation event Friday night. I believe it's going to be at the Red Sea. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, DJ E Monster, Monster US Radio, if you're trying to perform this coming Friday. So I got to submit you by tomorrow, so make sure you get the info into me today, monsterusradio@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, and I'll definitely get your information and see if we can get your ass performing on Friday. So we're halfway through the show, and we ain't even got into our sexy topic yet. I think I should play a song and then come back and do it. I'm thinking I should play our new theme song around here, and then we can come back and get into this sexy conversation about, can you give too much of yourself to somebody? I wonder what Jamie be coming up with these. Is she just be sitting around the crib with a feet kicked up with some coffee or some tea? Just like, what is we going to talk about tonight? She be having some good stories. So do y'all mind, lady, if I do that, if I play our new Wet Wednesday theme song? I'm talking about that wet.
Oh, for sure.
I want that.
Oh, you know I'm trying to hear that.
For sure.
Let's go ahead and get it to y'all right now. Monsters Radio Live. This is our song with Gutter and G5 Bonnie. Ooh, wee.
So deep in it, she say she love you. Kisses on the body, your body know she in trouble. From the kitchen to the bed, once in the shower, then we cuddle. Ain't no Netflix and chill, girl, you know what it is. I'm digging in her stomach, trying to get all in her ribs. But all he want is you, and all you want is him. I'm like the answer to your test, girl, I got you soaking wet. Wet. I just want some of that neck. Nah, I got you soaking wet. After that I want some
baby girl, I want it wet, tight, just right. You know I do them things that make your bed rock. You know I got that move, I call the leg lock. So sexy and I'm too soft. You always come through with no fucking panties on. I'm convinced you really tryna cuff me though. We out of space, no UFO, just high off life, no need for smoke. She never meet me at the door, always laid up with no clothes. Expensive lingerie, the best champagne. When two equals collide, we do the damn thing.
Wait, I just want some of that neck. I got you soaking wait. After that I want some neck. I want some of that wet.
I'm just saying, man, he said, and that's how it's going to go for me. I want some of that wet, then give me some of that neck. I'm sorry, that's my new sexy theme song. I got to make a mixtape around that song right now. A mixtape around that song. Shout out to Gunna.
I'm telling you.
ATL.
Have
you got
somebody
me feeling some kind
you
of way. right. The ice to check it out. We do have another call over here on the line. So let's go ahead and set up our topic, and then we'll check in with the caller. I see you 651. Don't run nowhere because I will call you back. I'm just playing, y'all. Let me stop. I make people nervous. So, all right, go ahead, Jazzy. Go ahead, drop the topic right quick, and then, yeah, we'll go ahead and get into it and discuss what our topic is tonight.
All right, all right. Our topic for tonight, again, is there a such thing as giving someone too much of you?
Is there a such thing as giving someone too much of you? Okay. I mean, do we just jump into it or should we break it down? I mean, what is, like, actually giving yourself to someone? Because some people watch too many movies and they think that the movies is real-life relationship type stuff. I mean, what is really giving yourself to someone? What is that really? What is that detail? From a lady's point of view. I tell you, from a man, it is. Give me all your money, all your time, your codes to your phone, your direct line to your office. I mean, what is giving all of yourself to a woman from a man?
First of all, my answer is yes. you can't give somebody too much. That's how stalkers are created.
She said, "That's how stalkers." Have you ever given too much of yourself, or somebody might have given too much of themselves to you? Like in a scenario,
I always feel like I give too much.
Hmm.
I think it's just the Aries.
Okay.
For me, I gave a lot. When I was in my marriage, I gave a lot. You know, when you're married, you know, I gave everything. In a relationship, that committed, like we're existing to move somewhere else, I'm gonna give what I give. I don't believe that I have a limit of giving myself away, because you should know how much, like, who you are as a person, what you give, and if you're expecting to get that back, if you're not expecting to get that, you know what I'm saying? What you give is what you give. But you have to know that within yourself, if you're okay giving what you give. If you give gifts, give them gifts. If you give time, give them time, but you can't expect that person to do the same for you. It just has to be who you are.
Yeah.
When I'm in a marriage relationship, I'm giving 100. When I'm in a relationship, I'm giving 99.9. When I'm just dating you, I'm giving you about 50%. So, like, I make sure that there's a scale of how much you give of me, because if I give all of you, then I won't know who I am. I will adapt and I will start being, you know, whatever you want me to be and start being true me. So, you've got another level.
Ooh.
Within yourself.
Okay, I like that. I think you're about to jump in there, say something else, and then we'll check in with our caller before I drop my little answer. Hello.
I was just agreeing with Miss Unbelievable, because again, I have been, you know, married, and I've been in relationships. And in my marriage, I know I gave way too much, too much. But it depends. Like she said, I in a relationship, like how I am now, the person that I am now, you getting out of me what you giving. You don't answer my phone when I call you. I'm not finna answer my fucking phone when you call me. Don't text me right back when I text you. I'm not gonna fucking text you when you text me. If I'm giving my time and you barely give me, deuces.
She said deuces.
And it's funny
I go into relationships like it is what it is. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. I never expect nothing from nobody no more, because motherfuckers' head is so screwed up and motherfuckers don't got themselves to carry on relationships like they're supposed to be carried on. People play too much.
Right. I don't think they really take it serious like they used to before.
Yeah, you can't mm-hmm. really give your all to somebody unless they give their all to you. This shit finna be one-sided.
I think is you got to have an understanding of what y'all doing and where you're going. Because in the beginning, like if y'all just saying if this is what it is, if y'all just messing around, then of course I'm not going to give you 100. But if y'all saying, okay, we're moving to a future, we're moving for us being together, then that's something different. Then if you don't call me, cool. You know what I'm saying? You must be busy. But somewhere, some way down the line, it has to mirror, you know, of us on the same page. Otherwise, it will show later on. Like, if you ain't building no solid foundation, then, you know, why go there? Why waste your time? So I ain't doing no tit for tat because then it's a tit for tat all the time. I'm going to show you what I'm going to give. If you don't accept it, then I'm going to be like, okay, cool. You know, I'm gone. You know, this is who I am. I'm not going to allow no one to come in and change who I am. But if you don't receive it and accept it, then I'm going to back out and be like, yo, you didn't receive it. You didn't accept it. So you don't get this. This is a gift I'm giving you. I'm your gift. You need to treat me as I'm your queen, like for real, like but hands down. And if you don't accept it, then I'm going to take this gift away and I'm going to give it to somebody else who is going to appreciate it and who is going to take time and who is going to appreciate everything that I do. Other than that, I'm good. Because you don't have to stay in a situation that you know ain't going nowhere unless you just want to be there just to have some drama or say that's where you want to be at. Because you're not ready.
Right. Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's check in what I call it right quick. You heard what we were talking about, how you feel about it. I mean, have you been in a situation where you may have gave too much of yourself to somebody or the reversal? 651-313. Who we got on the line? Hello?
This is so serious.
What's good, Ms. So Serious?
Hey.
How are you feeling tonight on a Wet, Wet Wednesday hump day?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Good. How are you, honey?
I'm good.
You're such a hater. Stop being petty. Stop.
It is what it is. You know, I see some fellas around here.
Come, just put a shades on. Just put your shades on and sit back. Put your shades on.
Maybe the men don't like you. Copy.
Okay.
You know.
Maybe the men don't like the topic. Don't give it too much of yourself. All right. Ms. So Serious, you heard what we're talking about. Weigh in on it. I mean, how you feel about what we're talking about?
Well, me personally, I forgot the name of the topic. My goodness.
You can't have sessions.
Okay,
so. Well, me personally, I forgot the topic. You all cute little weed head. It is.
No, I'm just kidding.
All
right. No, I'm kidding. Well, for me, I do believe in giving yourself you can give too much of yourself to somebody. I've been there, I've done that, you know, but it's always good when they give themselves to you. Just don't give them all of it. You know, you can give them just enough to let them act right. Because if you give them too much, then they act like they ain't got no sense or no home training. Then they want you to be their mama. And I'm not going to be no grown man mama, sorry. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Can you eat some of this pizza?
So, I mean, I'm kind of there with y'all ladies, but I'm kind of not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to say I'm on the fence. But I'm not fully in the yard yet. You dig? I want to say no. You can't never give somebody too much of yourself. Here's one good reason. I go by a philosophy that was told to me one time. You would not be judged by what others do to you, but you will be judged by what you do to others. Always give your beautiful self to someone, to the fullest, to your golden gift, to your glory, your shine. Never stop shining. Always do that. What you do, if making somebody else happy makes you happy, do that. The only bad part about it always ends up scorning people at the end, and sometimes we give all of ourselves to somebody who isn't appreciative of us giving ourselves. You dig? Or
preach.
They start to get too comfortable. Like you said, they start to get too comfortable. You dig? And start to take advantage of the things that you do. Like you don't, like you can't take that away. Like you cannot just stop. You dig? So they start to take advantage of you. But I think you can never give too much of yourself, because that's you. That's who you are. If it's about you doing something special for somebody, do that. Don't ever stop doing that. Okay, so they don't appreciate it. Don't do it again for that person. Do it for somebody else who will appreciate it. Like,
when
it's unbelievable.
Appreciate you, then that's when they don't. You don't need no.
Right. Now, can you get your feelings hurt giving all of yourself to somebody?
Sure.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's probably going to happen 85% of the time. It is. But I think you should always give all of yourself, and no matter what you do. You dig? Just let's keep it 100, people. Let's just be a little more explorative on the people that we choose to make our mate.
You
know
I agree
what I mean?
With
just
you,
you
but
met
I think that's...
On Thursday. Huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I agree with you, but to me, there's still, you got to give, like, levels of when you give. Like, you can't give it all, because then what they got to look forward to? Like, you give it all, like, boom, there you go. This is it. Then the dude will be like, okay, what I got to look forward to? Like, is there anything else? Is that it at all? So to me, it's like, you got to just give. You could give, but I'm saying, like, have some.
That's enough.
You know, have some stuff. You know, some. Proof to yourself of how you give it, I guess, and what it look like when you're giving it, and let it not be look like you're giving it because you want something back. Let it be genuine. Let it be for who you are, because sometimes it be looking fake and phony, and you looking for something, then the first thing that comes out your mouth is, well, I gave you all this, and you didn't give me nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm just playing a little devil's advocate right now. You know, so you have to be careful, you know, with your motives and intentions. Like, are you really giving to give, or are you really giving to get something back and have someone pat you on your back saying, I did this for you, you didn't do this for me? Because you have those ones out there who do that. So to me, I think you need to make sure you know who you're giving it to. Otherwise, you won't say that back.
Right. Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. So Shandy had dropped off. We're going to definitely bring her back in. So, that's just my opinion. And I mean, and I understand what you ladies are saying about holding back a little bit. You don't want to give it all away. But I mean, because I think you ladies are saying it because then people get bored. Like you said, they start to get content. But most of the people here that I know now, I think you could carry it regardless, even if you did give your all. I think you all here right now have great enough personalities, great enough people, that if you did give all yourself to somebody, they ain't going to miss nothing. They ain't going to desire nothing else. You did? Everything y'all got is good enough. To me, in my eye, you know what I mean? But, I mean, to each their own. You know what I mean? When I was younger, I used to kind of do the same thing. You know what I mean? It's basically like getting it in. I'd be like, I ain't going to give it all to her tonight. I'm going to just give her half the D. You know, I'm going to wait a little bit. Would she get it full? Then I'm going to give her some more. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
But, you know.
It don't work like that.
Part, but, you know. That don't work.
It don't work like that.
Give
me all of you. Don't give me half of you.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes you got to get past the hurt, too, of when you used to give it out and then somebody hurt you, and then you're like, ooh, can I do it again? You're going to have to learn how to do it again without feeling like how the outcome was before. Because if that's who you are, then you're going to have to work past that hurt to get to who you are. So, like, if you give, like, if you do picnics, then you better learn, you better do that picnic and just be like, ooh, this is what I used to do. She didn't like it before, but I'm going to try this again. You got to try it again. Otherwise, you're going to deprive yourself of who you are if you don't. Because someone hurt you. So, going and learning past the hurt.
Ooh, maybe I should sit my chin this way because, ooh, I don't know if you brought it home with that one. How you other ladies want to say, well, y'all want to comment on what she just said? Because, ooh, I probably should hold my tongue. What about you, Jazzy? What she just said? You want to give a comment? Because I'm going to hold my tongue.
Go ahead. I want
to
hear what you
got to
say.
Me too.
Oh, no. Okay, yes. That is, like, one of the biggest things when it comes to actually, like, yeah, giving yourself to someone. What do they call it? Baggage? How did Miss Erica Badu sing it? Bag lady. Yeah, mm-mm. Baggage can kill you. It can kill a lot of things in the future and a lot of things in the present. You dig? Yeah, never go into some other stuff because I keep it real. I was with somebody and I had problems. I ain't want to listen to no more damn love songs. I ain't want to watch no more porn movies. I ain't want to see no sexy booties. I didn't want to see none of that stuff. Why? Because it used to remind me of some things, you know, of somebody else. And it was handicapping me. And I'm pretty sure if y'all go through that, it's handicapping you. Let that shit go. Like she said, okay, so what? Y'all might have watched such and such and such, 50 Shades of Grey together. That don't mean you can't watch 50 Shades of Grey with somebody else and still enjoy it. I'm just saying sometimes, nah, maybe mm-mm. I shouldn't because I'm trying to get in my emotions. Ooh, I mean, am I wrong? I mean, that it is what it is. Like, yeah, like certain things I wouldn't do because I'd be like, oh, I might start to think about such and such, so I don't want to go do that, limiting to the fun that I could be having, making new memories. It is. I'm just saying, but then again, too, I'm the type of petty person that would be like, oh, you and your ex, y'all went to Florida? I ain't going to Florida. No, I don't need to go to Florida. I don't even like Florida. I don't even like how it sounds, Florida. What? What kind of word is that? But that's just me, though. I'm petty like that. I need to grow up when it comes to relationships. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I mean, how y'all feel about what I just said? Y'all ever been through those type of situations?
You want to bring this?
I had a situation similar to that, but it had to do with a car.
With a car?
I just don't like this car because this person drives this car.
See? There we go. Me and that person get along.
But
so, okay, tell us in that.
But
yeah, go ahead.
In my defense, this is another case why you should not give somebody all of you. This nigga turned into a motherfucking stalker. This nigga hacked my motherfucking Facebook. This nigga hacked my fucking phone. Like, it was a lot of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
He had a Camaro. I had a key. I gave the nigga back all his shit. Here, bro, just take everything. I don't want nothing. Just go away. Mm-hmm. Take both of your cars. I don't want shit. Get everything. Just leave, nigga. Bye.
Right.
That was okay.
Stalking is a whole nother situation, though. Stalking is a whole nother issue. Like, for real, that's a whole nother conversation. You can't do nothing when someone is stalking you. Like,
he went from a relationship to a stalkership. I swear to God.
Yeah. That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah. That sounds more like a set of giving somebody too much of yourself. That sounds more like you gave somebody a little too much good. I'm just saying, if it is what it is, turn them into a stalker. Boyfriend is stalker.
Ooh.
You know? It is.
Man,
it is.
You can stalk people who stalk you. That's easy.
Wait, what? Maybe she said you can stop people who stalk you? Because it sounds like she said to me, you can stalk people who stalk you. Now, that's what
you
I'm
can.
Telling herself.
You ain't seen that movie, Enemy of the State? That's what I said. You can stalk people who stalk you.
Man, that's so much energy, though.
That's too much. Yeah. That's part of giving your giving too much of yourself to someone. Right. Giving too much. Oh, right. My point exactly.
Right. Okay, wait now. Enemy of the State. Wasn't that with Will Smith and the computers?
Yes, yes, okay. It was.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you have to become a detective. Like, seriously, like, you have to be a police officer. Like, you got to use your internet. It's too much.
Yeah,
to stalk your stalker.
Yeah.
Too much. You make him feel uncomfortable. That's just what you do. But, man, it's just too much. Like, for real, it's just too much. Like, that's a Karma Cafe conversation. It's just too much.
I don't understand
well,
how people become stalkers. I don't give up enough to be a stalker.
Okay. I don't have time.
I ain't got no time, but I've seen it being done. I've seen it done. And I just be laughing. I mean, I should laugh.
It's done. It's happened to me, but I don't got the time and energy to put into that shit. I'm not going to stalk you for what?
It happened to me too, but it's funny to saw. It's funny to watch somebody else stalk somebody. The things that they do, that's to me giving themselves away, like giving themselves too much. When someone becomes a stalker, that's too much because now it's more of anger and revenge and envy. It's not about that person. It just becomes, you know, to me more of something else when you just lose yourself in that person.
Well, you need to hurry up.
I don't feel
too. You need to hurry up.
I have lost myself for that shit. It drives you insane.
Well, I think that might need to be timed. So, Sarah had to put you on mute there. We're getting some of your conversation in the background. But I think that might be the topic for next week. Shit, I'm just saying. Who got that stalker stuff? You know, you got that stalker good? Tell us a story about how your good got you a stalker. Maybe that's not sexy.
Oh,
no, maybe that is Karma Cafe.
Yeah. That's going to be next week. Okay.
That's next week.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
what was it that you did to make somebody stalk you? Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not right. That's not fair. That's not.
Yeah.
We're
going to wait till next week on that one.
Oh, my God. The stories. Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. So, that's what it's going to be next week. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about next week. It's going to go down, no pun intended. It is, but it's going to go down next week. So, let me see, what else? Okay, I think I got a good one to play on my way up out of here. So, we are getting close to the end. Let's see if Miss Osiris, if she have any last comments that we got before we get into our last track on our way up out of here. So, all right, Miss Osiris, you have anything else you want to add about tonight or, you know, maybe even another idea that maybe we could talk about next week? So, obviously, next week we're going to talk about what did you do to somebody to make them stalk you with your stalker good. I'll figure some way to say it, but you understand what I'm trying to say. So, all right, you got any last words or you got maybe a topic we could talk about next week that's sexy for Wednesday, Hump Day Edition, Monsters Radio Live?
Let's talk about people humping the wrong things. They hump and get bumped up.
You know what? I don't even want you to go no deeper. We're going to leave that right there. And next week, you got to call that again and tell us what you mean exactly. Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
One more time. I got to write this down so I can get it in my head. I got to try to figure this out. Okay. Say it one more time.
Get the hump with the bump. you're humping the wrong things and you're getting the hump humps with the bump bump.
Oh, humping the wrong thing. I don't know why
I'm doing
this. Chasing rabbit.
With the
rabbit.
Bump.
Someone give me my rabbit. Give me my rabbit. It is what it is. yeah, we're going to find out what she's talking about. What could she be talking about, y'all? I don't know. Call in next week. We're going to find out. Investigative report. We're going to find out because plenty of motherfuckers want to know. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and do our shout out. So, all right, you know, we start out with the guests first. So, all right, Miss So Serious, you got some shout out or skeet skeet, as I call them on Wednesday. My bad. Squirt, squirt.
Yeah, I want to see you stop twerk twerking on video.
You say what?
I don't want to see you twerking on video no more, okay?
You say you don't want to see me twerking on videos. I wasn't twerking on no video.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Well, I want to send a shout out to Monster and Monster My Stars, you know.
What the hell just happened? Go ahead with your shout out. I don't know what just happened.
Hey, dear, what's
you
up?
You know, mom. You know, mom.
The bump bump. You got the bump bump.
Okay. you got any more shout out?
No.
Ooh, okay. That's so serious. It is what it is. Jazzy B, you got some shout out. Please save me so I can play this last. She said twerk me. You got some shout outs, Dad. You got some shout outs.
Yeah. Let me do this shout out right quick. Let me get shout out to E-Mark. It's unbelievable. My sexy co-host, you know how we be rocking. Give a shout out to my kids, to my mom. And to the team, man, we got to do some big shit.
Oh, yeah. Especially with this, Fashion in the Streets event coming up in September.
Woo!
That's right, y'all.
September 17th.
Yep. Monsters Radio. We will be there live. Yeah, live on the scene. And Jazzy will be walking the runway.
And we will be in attendance. But my sexy co-host don't make it happen. Yeah.
So make sure y'all get ready for that. Yeah. So what do you got for us, Miss Unbelievable?
Shout out to E Monster, Monsters Radio, Jazzy B, Miss So Serious, and some God, my family, my friends. To all the upcoming artists, look for us. We will be doing some managing going on. Can't wait for that. And just, if you're going to give yourself away, don't be a stalker. Just give it away. And I'm out.
Oh, my God. I got some jokes in there. For the FCC rules, I can't do it. So I'm just going to say it like this. I'm going to play this last track on my way up out of here. Hey, connect with us. If you're an artist and you want to know how you can get your music submitted, go to monsterusradio.com. You can find everything over there about show links and anything else. How to connect with us on social media, everything you can find over at monsterusradio.com. You can listen to our 24 hours a day, 365. So let me see. There was something else. I'm going to say my way up out of here. Once I get into my roles, I don't know what to do. So I'll do a disclaimer on my way up out of here. Instead of doing shout outs, I just got to say, for those of you that have any complaints about the show due to FCC rules, I have to put out this information. Please pay close attention as I roll into the next track on my way up out of here. If you have any concerns or complaints about the things that we talk about,
this is the number that you call. 1-800. That's 1-800. These nuts.
With
and
you.
Make sure your hump along eight. Mm-hmm. And when they get done, delete me from Facebook, you fake motherfucker. This is the lesson.
In that order.
Unicorn Monsters Radio. Live.
We live, y'all. We live.
We out.
Here you are in all your glory. I wasn't ready, you so fine, baby. Anybody be so lucky to touch your body but your mind? I was running from a feeling that I never knew. You are perfect, baby. Stop it, baby. You gon' make me call my mama. Oh, baby, I wanna love you forever and forever. It's not enough, not enough time. Set it on fire. Oh, baby, I wanna love you forever and forever is. It's not enough, not enough time. Set it on fire. Oh, baby, here I am. Here I am. Make it love, heart in my hand. I told you when I met you, I'm crazy, baby. Crazy, baby. I'm done, I'm crazy about you. Live without you, live without you. How do I? I was running from a feeling that I never knew.